from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we celebrate the beautiful innocence and holiness of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, the opening prayer is helpful because it reminds us that even if we have failed to remain and to share in the innocence of St. Aloysius, may we nonetheless follow him in his penitence. And that is the real glory of the cross, that of forgiveness. Nowhere more eloquently presented to us than in the Good Thief. Bishop Sheen said, we call him the good thief because the last thing he stole was heaven. The good thief who was anything but innocent and yet turned to the Lord truly in his final hour and was saved. And those words of Jesus likewise call us to this change of heart, that we especially can approach in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, namely to ask ourselves where our treasure is. As we celebrate the Sacred Heart on this Friday, we can think of the words of Jesus who says, "Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." And our heart should be in his Sacred Heart. And his Sacred Heart should be our treasure. To lay up stores in heaven may seem difficult because we can't yet reach into heaven and find a vault somewhere where we can put the treasures that we seek to receive by conversion, by turning our heart more and more to the Lord. We might not be able to find heaven, but whatever we bring into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, all the love we can bring is surely what allows the treasures, in the sense of what is most special to us. Surely in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are storing up treasures in heaven. The mystery of Jesus in these times after his ascension, that he is at once ascended to the right hand of the Father, and at the same time is here with us in such intimacy. And so laying up, storing up treasures in heaven comes through our devotion to the Sacred Heart, by which we enter more deeply into him and place our own heart, the treasures of our heart, there, and make his heart our treasure. Finally, Jesus talks about the eye. After talking about the heart and the treasures there, he talks about the eye, which he says is the lamp of the body. We don't often enough think about the eyes, but it is true, isn't it, that in the eyes of another person, we are able to look more deeply into their eyes and through their eyes into the interiority of another person and are able to see more fully and truly who he or she is. That's probably why when we are holding our treasures back selfishly, or when we are sinning toward another person, we tend to turn our eyes away. We tend not to meet the eyes of another person. And in our prayer, we likewise find that we don't really want to feel the Lord's gaze upon us, and we, in a certain sense, hold back or turn away our own eyes, perhaps not wanting to gaze upon the representation of the eyes of Jesus crucified or the eyes of the Sacred Heart, but rather to avert our eyes and possibly retreat into a darkness within ourselves. The Lord wants to cast out all darkness so that we will be filled with light. And the light is, of course, the light of Christ. So let us this day, on the celebration of the Sacred Heart, certainly with the example of the Innocence of St. Aloysius, let us turn our physical eyes and the eyes of our heart to the Lord. Let us seek that communion with him which the eyes can bring about with another human person, and the eyes of our body and the eyes of our heart can bring about with the Lord. And let us store up the treasures, meaning by that, let us put what is most personal and true about our very selves, our own hearts, our own selves. Let us entrust them to the Lord in his sake.